Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? Consider this to be a special edition of Straight Shooter with Stephen A. And the title, Message to America, I think is something that's incredibly appropriate because I got a few things that I have to say to a lot of people out there. Clearly, I've been all over the news as of late. Not for the most flattering reasons, of course. Some in my inner circle would say that I've been under attack. Others would say that I got my comeuppance and people have been criticizing me and all of this other stuff. I just thought it was appropriate to take a few moments to let you know where I stand on a few things, even if it lends itself towards me pointing out a few of those people who've made me feel the way that I feel. So I can sit up here and I can be like everybody else and I can cuss people out, tell y'all to kiss my ass. I can do a lot of things like that. But that's counterproductive. It's unnecessary. And most importantly, it would be uncalled for because that's not how I've been feeling. I have been overwhelmed with sadness at how the message has been missed and things have devolved and regressed to the state of affairs that it has gotten to when it comes to me. Because I just think it's completely unnecessary. You might think that I'm talking about the whole Jasmine Crockett brouhaha and what I said about her and what the fallout from that entailed and how I apologized. And then I see people online and they're looking at me and they're saying, he apologized. Well, Stephen A., we don't believe you. Well, first of all, I don't care. And you know why I don't care? Because you don't know me, evidently. And you don't know that my apologies are sincere. They're not fake. And most importantly, my reasons for apologizing is just as real. When my words and my verbiage doesn't have the desired accurate effect that I was aiming to have, when it has unintended consequences, we all should apologize. It's called being a grown-up. But when we take into account the kind of things that have been said about me and my individual character, I've just found it a tad bit odd that something like that would regress into what things have regressed into, and we're not pointing out what this really is. Are we really, really talking about blackness? Are we really, really talking about America? Are we talking about political, ideological agendas? And how that serves to influence how people are coming at us. Because we have an individual in the White House who, quite frankly, the African-American community shouldn't be pleased with right now, despite his near $500 million in contributions to HBCUs. It takes more than that to please us. The scaling back of black history, civil rights, the kind of things that have us concerned down the line as to our ability to vote, to have government impact and influence our lives in a way that's progressive and moving forward as opposed to going backwards, is something that I find myself very, very concerned about. And so as a result, I'm fixated on winning. Why am I fixated on winning? Why could I possibly be talking about the Democratic Party? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a registered independent, and I don't like one-party rule. I don't want one party having the House, the Senate, and the White House. I like a divide to exist. I like you having to go across the aisle. I like you having to negotiate and to work on compromise, not capitulation. Not weakness, but actual compromise, because everybody doesn't want the same things. And in order for us to live in a peaceful society, I am one of those people that believes you do that by working amongst one another, as opposed to being divisive and working apart all the time. I pointed that out. And when I asked a question about Jasmine Crockett, in no way did I mean to be insulting to her in any fashion. She's a highly educated woman. She has the ability to practice law in Texas, in Arkansas, and federally. I was the one that alluded to her potentially targeting a Senate seat, because I'm paying attention to the redistricting that's been taking place and how now you've got folks that she was representing. That's no longer the case. They're trying to move her out of her own community. I'm thinking big picture. I'm thinking midterms. I'm thinking if you gather the level of power that you're in pursuit of for the midterm and you recapture it, you'll better position yourself to win in 2028. And instead of us having a conversation about that, it turned into something else. Any offensiveness that was absorbed by Jasmine Crockett and anybody who loves and respects her and appreciates her, again, my sincere apologies. That's a sister. I ain't trying to do that. Any more than I'm trying to do that if I have a disagreement with Michelle Obama. Or any more than I'm trying to do that if I have a disagreement with Kamala Harris. I'm pointing out something. I'm not characterizing someone. That's what grown-ups do. But we haven't been seeing that over the last week and a half. Now, I have sat around over the last 10 days or so, had major double root canal surgery, swollen face, looking like a damn chipmunk, barely able to talk, because when you talk, you're actually biting on your gums to some degree. I'm quite sure most human beings know how painful that shit is. And I get it from the standpoint that you had so many people that were upset and they were talking, and I had to sit up there and try to talk, but in the same breath, try to work and work my way through. I'm not 100%, but I'm feeling a lot better. I'm able to sit back and absorb and inhale and grasp and read and listen and all of this other stuff, and stuff that I have been listening to and hearing about me. I'm like, really, we're going to go there. So because I may have said something in a tone or asked a question that you didn't like or you deemed was inappropriate, one that I admittedly apologized for because of how it was received and it was had an unintended effect, we want to talk about my character. So you know what I did? I figured out it's okay to talk about my character. Let's talk about it. I'm not hiding. My name is Stephen A. Smith. I am a registered independent. I don't vibe with either side of the political aisle because I don't trust either side. Continuously operates within the best interest of the American people. I'm here to challenge that at every turn from either side of the aisle. I am not some African American. I am a proud Black man who loves my peoples, my community. I don't speak for us. I don't have dominion over us. I just love us because I know who we are. And I know how we can be good, bad, or indifferent, and why. And there is nothing on this earth that I'd rather be than who I am. I'm also that guy that has been in the business of journalism spanning 30 plus years, who has had a history of supporting my brothers and sisters, who have lost jobs supporting my brothers and sisters, who has been in the eye of the storm for most of those 30 years because of the positions that I was willing to take and the things that I was willing to tackle and the people that I were willing to call to the carpet, even if they came from my own community, because it wasn't in the best collective interest of the whole. I'm also that guy who graduated from Winston-Salem State and HBCU. I have 4 older sisters. I have 10 nieces. I have 2 daughters. I have been brought up, educated, nurtured, insulated, propelled, supported, and strengthened by Black women all my damn life. So much so that before I ran into Coach Gaines as the legendary basketball coach at Winston-Salem State University to tell me to make sure that I didn't forget HBCUs, I had a mother and sisters who always reminded me, always look out for the community, even when they don't see it. And so what have I done along the way while people are chirping about my Blackness as if you got dominion over it to define who the hell I am? And whether or not I'm invited to your barbecue, not recognizing that I have plenty of my own. Were you saying that when I was fighting diversity issues in the media? Were you saying that when I diversified stuff at ESPN? Were you saying that when I was working in concert since 2019 with HBCU Week and Ashley Christopher and others generated in excess of 12,000 scholarships for more than $120 million? Do you say that with the people that I mentor and help? Do you bring that up? Of course not. Couldn't that fit the narrative? Now, where does the narrative come from? You can sell it any way you want to. It's got very little to do with color. It's got very little to do with race. In the same day, a couple of weeks ago, I was called a sellout by one side and a racist by others. We know what times we're living in. We know what's going on. The ideological tilt because of the political apparatus that presently exists has made folks incredibly vicious with their commentary. But my question to you is, when are we going to all be adult enough to talk, to get along enough, well enough, just to talk? This is my studio. I own this. You all have been invited. Where have you been? Folks are doing their podcasts and talking and chirping and going the hell off at every different turn. Over what? Are we going to pay attention really to what's going on? Folks talking about violence in the streets of Chicago. I had on the governor of Illinois. Folks talked about the shutdown. I had on Senator Manchin. I had on House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries right here on this show. Shooting in Utah. The governor Spencer Cox was on this show. Presidential hopefuls in the state of the Democratic Party. Oh, I had Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, up in here. And Senator Lindsey Graham. And Senator Manchin. Jasmine Crockett's been invited. Can't make her come. AOC has been invited. Can't make her come. Bernie Sanders has been invited. Can't make him come. Gavin Newsom damn sure has been invited. Can't help but can't make him come. You the governor of California. problem that somebody like a Steven Jackson on All the Smoke has. But you can yuck it up with the governor of California. Not saying there's anything wrong with that. But while he's sitting there talking to you about his upbringing and how tough it was and how relatable it was to our experiences, I'm thinking about Medi-Cal. I'm thinking about $8.4 billion being a cost for health coverage in the state of California. That's what they're saying. Thinking about open borders. I'm thinking about sanctuary cities. I'm thinking about the cost of living, affordability issues. I'm thinking about the economy. What you think about? You got other people that are sitting up there talking about, you know, I'm shucking and jiving. And you know what? One commentator, I'm like, a cat? Kicking cotton or whatever it is, quiet and all, using these racial tropes to bring attention to me in some kind of negative way, forgetting what I do every day. Did you have those people on? Have you talked to them? Are we working on a solution to problems that really exist in America rather than creating problems where none exist? I bring all of this up because I see it. I see it all. But I want you to know I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. It hurts that our conversations and our dialogue with one another has to regress to that point when we're adults and we could actually talk about the issues. If I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong. If I said something wrong publicly, I'll apologize publicly. I ain't losing no sleep over giving an apology. But for people to have a willingness to go to this level, to talk about me or anybody in that fashion, don't you know how counterproductive it is? Don't you know how small it makes you look? Because you're not really talking about the issues and leaving it at that. And instead, you're choosing to engage in very personal, vile attacks towards a human being you've never met, you don't know, you've never talked to. Where's that getting us? Where's it getting us? I could come on these airwaves right now. Airwaves I have control over, by the way. And I could be just as degrading, just as insulting, just as juvenile in my behavior. I'm not going to do that. But do you know why? It's not just because I'm a grown up. It's because I understand. We live in some very, very trying times. News came down today that 42 million plus people are going to be basically exiled from the SNAP program. It's basically food stamps. I remember what it was like to be on food stamps and government cheese and bread. I know what it's like to starve. I see people going off about people's personalities and characters and all of this other stuff. You see it right there. State suing the Trump administration over SNAP food stamp freeze. It's right there for you to see. From Arizona and California all the way down to Vermont, Washington, Wisconsin, in between New York, North Carolina, New Mexico, New Jersey. 25 different states suing the Trump administration over SNAP food stamp freeze. I get it. That's what I'm focused on. There's a shutdown that took place. You think I don't know that over 300,000, women have lost their jobs. They've been furloughed or they'll be fired and they're not receiving a check. That's what I'm focused on. I didn't do or decide to do a political show to run my mouth. Any more than I decided to be the ambassador for HBCU Week to help minorities get an education in this country. I didn't do it for nothing. I'm here to help make a difference. What about you? You gonna just sit back and continue to go off about every little thing that's said that you don't agree with? Or are you going to take the opportunity to be grown-ups, to use platforms like this and various others to educate people about what's right and what matters? What you going to do? Because you see, I'm not going anywhere. Yes, I got ESPN. Yes, I have SiriusXM, not one but two shows. Yes, I have this studio, and I got my own YouTube channel. Do you know why I have my own YouTube channel? Because I'm looking to build it. I'm looking to find aspiring talent out there who want a platform like this to make a difference. I want to help build. But you don't do so without attaching accountability to it. And you don't do so by letting people or failing to let people know what your definition of right or wrong is and how we can get to that other side. It's called being a grown-up. It's called serving a higher purpose. I'm not saying I always pull it off. I'm saying I'm always striving to. What y'all doing? You can insult me all day. I don't know if you've noticed. I can take it. I haven't lost sleep over it. It's not that I don't care. It's that I have bigger fish to fry. You make a mistake, you don't wallow and live in it. You learn from it. You move forward. Period. But this is the problem that we have to address, because I'm sitting in front of the camera right now, in front of this microphone. I'm not even a conservative, and I'm looking at the divide between the conservatives and the progressive thinkers of this nation. And that's the real big problem here. Because it's not enough to disagree. You must be a vile, despicable individual if you ideologically don't align with what others want you to think. I don't play that shit. I think for me. I decide how I feel. It's based on facts. And I'm always open to being educated with additional facts to further edify me. And if that means changing my level of thinking, consider me blessed enough to be changed and educated. What about you? You married to how you thinking? You married to what you want to say and cussing out people and going off? We got rappers out here, no name rappers, questioning, talking about me like you know me. We got folks with podcasts showing up smoking weed with do-rags on their head, acting like they got something important to say for the masses to receive. Just because they moody. We got a whole bunch of people out there that fake ass outrage. Not most, not all, but a whole lot. Looking for an excuse to go off with passion. Happy that they got clicks. And they gaining attention. I'm just trying to help make a difference. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. You conservative and you do things that go against the best interest of America, and in particular, the African-American community, I'm going to call your ass out. You're on the progressive left and you do it, I'm going to call your ass out too. I'm not playing games. I'm here to help so many others who are out there trying to make a difference in a positive way to positively affect communities throughout the United States of America. If you are right, you are right. If you are wrong, you are wrong. I am not going to be somebody that looks at an individual and just say they're wrong on everything because I can't stand them. I do not agree with Trump's position on the shutdown. I do not agree with federal workers being furloughed or fired. I do not agree with people not getting a check while our representatives on Capitol Hill are still getting paid. People not having health care, but representatives are still getting their health care. I do not agree with that. I'm not sure what I agree with the tariff wars. I got to see what the fallout is. Doesn't seem great, but I got to find out. I do agree with open borders, but only because Biden opened the borders, because I believe that Biden should have followed what Obama did in terms of patrolling our borders and dealing with the immigration issue. Affordability issues, I respect the hell out of Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. I just think that the cost of living has been exorbitant in Los Angeles, in California overall, and that that with homelessness, with crime, with debt, etc., is going to be something that the Republicans would use against him. If I'm wrong, he's been invited to come and tell me. I have no problem with it. Somewhere along the way, we've been doing this to each other for a long time. We can't just argue and debate the issues. We have to denigrate on a personal level to accentuate our points. That's not going to work with me. I could call out a whole bunch of people by name, but I'm not going to do it in a negative fashion. I'm going to tell you, if you don't know about me, Google me. If you want to question or investigate what I have done in my community for us, whether it be through HBCUs, whether it be through ESPN, whether it be through the Philadelphia Inquirer or a host of other things, go check the record. I was quiet last week because my jaw was really, really jacked up. It still hurts. But I had enough energy and enough cogency to address it today. I'm not angry at anybody. I understand. You know, there's some people out there who will remain nameless that used to be in sports. That's all they got is a podcast. I don't even get mad at them for looking like they sold their souls because I know they're just trying to earn a buck because they can't get a job. And those couple of people know who they are. You have some people who come across like they have no soul, and you have others who come across like they sold it. I can assure you neither of that is me. Ask around. Long before I was Stephen A. Smith from ESPN, long before I was Stephen A. Smith from Sirius XM, I was Stephen A. Smith. Ask my college buddies. Ask my high school buddies. Ask my families. I've always been this way. I haven't changed. And I'm not going to now. I love people even when they don't love me back. Some people can hate on me. I still love you anyway because I know where the hate comes from. And I may react sometimes. I may speak my mind in a way that is a bit truculent and abrasive at times to return the favor. That's true. But go back and Google me about this too. I don't spend too much time clapping back at people, calling them out on a personal level about their personal shit or their character. I do talk about what people do because I'm in the news business. And when they make news, it's my job to talk about news. But I don't live in it and I don't wallow in it. I've never done that before and I'm not going to do that now. I got bigger fish to fry. I'm heading down to Delaware in the next day or so, HBCU week, Deshaun Jackson, Delaware State, going against Michael Vick, Norfolk State. When you see HBCUs getting profiled before 2019? When did you hear about over $100 million in scholarships being awarded to people? When did you hear about notoriety from STEM programs and beyond being associated with HBCUs? When did you see the NBA and the NFL getting heavily involved in HBCUs? Go back and do the homework. Think about the conversations that must have been had, the people it must have entailed, the decision makers involved, and what it would take for them to support such ventures. You can't get things done if you're spending time in the gutter. I'm not going to do that. I just wanted to let you know I'm not running or hiding from anybody. Every Wednesday night with my political show, 6 to 8 p.m., I'm going to be right here on SiriusXM POTUS Radio, channel 124. Every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m., I'm going to be on SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio doing my thing. Every morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, I'm going to be on ESPN doing my thing. Plus, I got more stuff coming down the pike. And the more stuff I got coming down the pike, guess what? It ain't just for me. It's for others because I'm always trying to build. Because in the end, there's no success without successors. That's what I do. That's what I'm doing. I thought people knew that. I'm sorry you didn't. But let me be clear in closing by saying this. I want no enemies, but I'm not here to make friends. I'm a journalist by trade. By trade, you're not telling people things for them to like it. You're telling them because you're in tireless pursuit of the truth and giving them the closest thing to it that you can find. Now, I understand that people don't like that. But even the Bible says the truth shall make you free. Not set you free, but make you free. And in terms of us as a community, as a people, I have always believed our intestinal resolve is as strong as anybody's on this planet. I'm never selling out. I'm always looking out. Whether folks believe it or not. And I always will continue to do so to the best of my ability. Because I love us. Even when you don't love me back. That is who I am. That is the way that I am. That is the way that I have been. And that is the way I am going to stay. I just wanted to send that message. To let you know that in the throes of doing all of that, I don't take sides politically. I am an independent. If Donald Trump and the Republicans are right about something, I'm going to say so. If they're wrong about something, I'm going to say so. If the left is right about something, I'm going to say so. If I think they're wrong about something, I'm going to say something. It's that simple to me. That is the way it's going to be. I'm not changing. And I'm not going away. Understand that. Moving forward. And know that as long as respectful, constructive conversations can be had where there is something that I can do to facilitate great conversation and dialogue and assist in making things better, everybody is welcomed on this platform that is willing to vibe with that kind of thinking. If you're rude, juvenile, and disrespectful, you ain't got no place here. But if you're respectful and you got some knowledge to bestow upon an audience of people, you are more than welcome here. Black, white, left, right, independent, whatever. I don't care. That's how you make the world a better place. That's what I'm in it to do my little part to achieve. That's all I have to say. Y'all have a nice evening. I will see you live Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live from Delaware State University in Dover, Delaware. That is where I will be doing my show from tomorrow night. And once again, number love for all of y'all, even to those who don't love me back. Take care of yourself. See you tomorrow.